And now from the culture of tech innovation to the way new tech is received in the culture. Google is trying to sell the world on its wearable computer, Google Glass. Like a pair of glasses, it sits on the nose with a tiny computer built into the lens. It is still in the beta stages. The company has given out a limited number so far. And outside of high tech, the eyewear is raising eyebrows. Lawmakers in several states want to ban it on the roads. Here's Aarti Shahani from member station KQED.
Before we turn to the laws, let's hit the road. Shane Walker hops into his Prius hybrid and puts on his Google Glass.
I'm just going to have us go home really quickly, so I'm going to go check on my dog.
Walker is an independent developer who got Glass last year to play with it and build apps. He turns on the GPS, and it doesn't start talking to him like maps on a smartphone might. Instead, it shows him his route as a thin blue line and a triangle on the upper right-hand corner of his lens.
Google did a good job of making it non-intrusive, so it's not directly in your line of sight.
Walker's favorite feature is the camera. Say you're on a road trip. You can record the entire thing in totally decent resolution, and then
you could go and, you know, one click, you could share it out to your friends.
At a stop sign, Walker strokes his frame with his right index finger. He's flipping through stored photos. The movement is so discreet, no bending his neck down like you would with a smartphone. I have to ask him.
Okay, is it something you would do if there was a police officer right in front of you?
I mean, it's debatable. So it is hands-free. So I do feel like in my legal right that it's okay for me to interact with stuff that doesn't require my hands, like winking, taking pictures.
Yeah, it's hands-free, but it can affect your vision.
Illinois State Senator Ira Silverstein is a Democrat from Chicago, and he's written a bill that says using glass equals distracted driving.
The first offense would be a misdemeanor. Second offense, if it causes death, could be a felony.
Leading car insurance companies have not yet taken a position on glass, but at least eight states have. Republican State Delegate Gary Howell of West Virginia says lawmakers need to act before glass gets out of hand.
You could be wearing it, driving down the road, not looking at your driving, but watching a video screen, reading text, and watching cat videos.
Glass is the ultimate multitasking machine. It streams incoming emails and scans the eyelid for blinking commands. But Delegate Howell says its high-tech creators aren't seeing a basic fact about the real world.
Have they driven on mountain roads in West Virginia where, you know, you've got one 15-mile-an-hour turn after another one where you really need to be concentrating on what you're doing?
Google is responding to this roadblock by sending lobbyists across the country to dispel concerns. Spokesman Chris Dale says glass can help drivers.
It's actually not distracting, and it allows you, rather than looking down at your phone, you're looking up and you're engaging with the world around you. And it was specifically designed to do that, to get you the technology you need just when you need it, but then to get out of your way.
Back in Shane Walker's car, glass does something that a smartphone can't do. We turn a corner past a golden fire hydrant, and suddenly, obscure facts start streaming in front of Walker's iris.
When San Francisco burst into flames in the days following the disastrous 1906 earthquake, much of the city's network of fire hydrants failed. Miraculously, this fire hydrant, nicknamed the
and
Little
And he Giant, goes on reading like this for about a half a minute.
...the historic Mission District neighborhood.
Are you reading all of that from the upper right-hand corner of your eye?
Exactly, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's like text just floating in air.
Walker has a theory about why this text is not distracting him.
The layer is transparent, so your eye does a good job of seeing through it while also staring at it.
That sounds like a lot of wishful thinking to me.
Earl Miller is a professor of neuroscience at MIT who specializes in multitasking.
You think you're monitoring the road at the same time, when actually what you're doing, you're relying on your brain's prediction that nothing was there before half a second ago, so nothing is going to be there now. But that's an illusion that can often lead to disastrous results.
The brain fills the gaps in what you see with memories of what you saw half a second ago. Among scientists, that statement is not controversial. The politics of Google Glass and where it's worn clearly is. For NPR News, I'm Aarti Shahani in San Francisco.